Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
So I've been trying to get to this now for days and days and days. The Bert Show's embarrassment-free zone. This is when you guys can call up 404-741-Q100, and you can basically ask any question that you want of something going on in your life or around you that you're too embarrassed to ask anybody else. Like, there are plenty of people right now that are listening that have heard us discuss or heard your friends discuss Twitter, but you really have no idea what it is, but you're afraid to ask one of your friends because you know that they're going to embarrass you and they're going to laugh at you and they're going to inevitably say, I can't believe you don't know what Twitter is.
We really never leave the third grade. You know, like when it comes to point and laugh, you don't know what Twitter
is? Come on, how can you not know that?
You're a dork.
Right.
You know, we're still afraid to ask those questions, you know?
Maybe for the last week, people have been talking about Tiger Woods and you really don't know who Tiger Woods is. You don't know why he's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You couldn't ask your friends because
right,
they would
now.
Give you such a hard time.
Right.
All right, so here's where you guys call us up. Any question that you've ever had, and I'm not even going to start it here. And this has always driven me nuts.
Okay.
And I have never even asked the question. But whenever I'm reading a book and I see that parentheses and then inside of it, it says S-I-C, sick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just go right over it, but I really have no idea what it means.
I
think I know what it means, but I'm not sure if I'm correct.
I want to know what the, because I have done the same thing and what I have always assumed it means. And I think if what happens doesn't apply to this definition I'm about to give, then I'm like, obviously the book company made a mistake. But I think like if they use, can we call it sick? Is that what it stands? Sick,
I don't
whatever.
Even know. I think.
S-I-C, that means that whatever was preceding that was a verbatim usage of the text, meaning if there's a misspelling or a grammatical error, it's almost an acknowledgement that that is...
It wasn't an accident that it was misspelled or whatever.
That's what I think it means.
See,
but
my perception is different. My thought is that if it has sick...
Look what you've started, Bert.
I know. No one really knows. We just know we say it in our head.
Well, to me, it means that it was a direct quote from somebody else previously, but there were different things left out of it.
What do you mean?
Like, say the quote that they were quoting before the SIC was a really long one.
So they edited it
down to a shorter version to extract their own meaning from it, but it's not the full detailed original quote.
And because in quotes, they have to acknowledge that they changed it.
They have to acknowledge that they changed it or edited it in some way. That's what I thought it was.
I was always under the impression that it was like a misspelled word or something like that, but the book people had to let you know that they weren't misspelling it, that it was... Like
it was
within a quote
written,
or something
right.
like
that's
that.
What you thought.
That's what I think it is, but I have no idea what it stands for or if that's even right.
All right. So if you guys have any questions like that, we're actually going to get the answer to the SIC question.
Okay.
Then give us a call right now, 404-741-Q100. Hey, Misty, good morning.
Hey, Bert. You're right, Bert. That's what it means.
What is it? Because I don't even know.
It means that that it was what they wrote in the book is not actually correct. that it was miswritten.
Okay, so it's not like the book messed something up. They're letting you know that it was miswritten before, and they're putting it in, like Jeff said, verbatim.
Verbatim as to what it is, even though it is incorrect. That's yes, okay. Lawyers okay. use that quite
so
a bit.
If we end
what does it stand for?
I'm sorry?
What does SIC stand for?
I don't know what it stands for, but that's why they do that. We do that. I work for an attorney, and we do that quite often.
Okay, so we're halfway home. Okay.
I have it right here. It doesn't stand for anything. It's a Latin word, and it's actually a...
What's the Latin meaning?
Thus. And it's pronounced seek.
Seek.
Okay.
It just means the book publisher wants to say, look, we're not dumb. Yeah.
Right.
Can we end our show?
Not my bad.
Can we end our show every day by saying, parentheses, seek?
In the past when we've done this, what other kind of questions have we received?
God. A lot of ones about like pop culture stuff that people don't understand. Or something we do as an insight, you know, the save that,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, something maybe we do as well.
I'd rather keep them away from Burt Show related stuff,
mm-hmm.
but just general stuff that you know you should know, but you're just too embarrassed to ask your friends. Hey, Liz, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I'm very excited to be on with you guys this morning. You drive to work with me every morning.
Oh, thank awesome. You for calling. What's up?
I want to know what TMZ stands for, that program.
I can handle that one, but Jen, this is your specialty.
I don't know what it stands
oh, really?
For.
It's 30-mile zone, meaning Los Angeles, and then they cover 30 miles within the...
Oh.
Is it the county of L.A.?
I think it's the general perimeter of Los Angeles County.
30 miles zone. Oh, that's
cool.
you. I've always wondered. I've asked other people. Hesitantly asked other people.
30-mile zone is what that is.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Here's one that Tracy just IM'd me, and... Wendy, you're going to have a problem with this.
Okay.
Until Friday, Tracy had zero idea who Tebow was when we would refer to him on the show.
Oh, you're kidding. I had no idea.
It's an embarrassment-free zone, Wendy. You can't come down on
that.
I
can't hold it against her. You
embarrassment-free.
You still have to be her friend.
It's only the best quarterback ever.
And you can't edit like that either.
But now she knows that he's the crybaby that lost the game on Saturday.
No, he's a sore loser. No, he's the quarterback for Florida.
His 316 got smudged on Saturday. I'm sorry. That little thing under his eye.
Somebody sent out a tweet.
I lost the game.
Did you see it? I retweeted it. Change. He needs to change his eye tape to read, and I don't know what the biblical verse is, but it's Jesus wept.
I didn't see anybody else's team in the SEC championship.
Embarrassment
free
fans.
Now, see.
What is going on, guys?
I had an embarrassing question that, I maybe it's not that embarrassing, but I asked at the Hawks game on Friday night, why do NBA coaches and players that aren't playing wear suits? Because it's the only sport where they do, right?
I can tell you the reason for that. They are not allowed on the playing field. So if you're a coach that's allowed on the field, like a baseball coach, he's allowed to walk on the field and talk to his like pitcher. If you're not allowed on the court, then you don't need to wear the team's jersey. You wear street clothes.
But they have to wear suits.
It's probably just an NBA rule.
I don't know if they have to wear suits if it's a rule.
That's what my friend said that I went with. He said if they're a player on the team who's not going to be in the game, like they're out injured or whatever, they also wear suits.
It's probably an NBA standard because hockey players do the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, hockey does too? Okay.
And I know NFL coaches used to back in the day. They don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to wear
suits. They
seem
dressed down.
Oh, that would be so weird.
Yeah, they used to be in full tuxes.
Paul Bear Bryant.
Bear Bryant was.
Used to be in a suit back in the day. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
This is an embarrassment-free question zone. You can ask anything you want.
Great. Okay, so I teach middle school. I can't ask any of my students. You guys have talked about this. I know he's part of Twilight. I don't know who the Lautner guy is. Jason Lautner?
Taylor Lautner.
Wendy, you're getting your ass kicked this morning.
I think we all know who Taylor Lautner is. Even the women in here do. He's one of the stars on Twilight, and he plays the werewolf.
His name is Taylor Lautner.
And how old is he?
He's 17 years old.
And what does he look like?
Really hot.
And
is he Jacob or Edward?
Jacob.
He is Jacob. And your kids probably, because he was Shark Boy too. So
okay.
He was a character called Shark Boy. So they may have grown up with him.
Okay. Because I haven't bothered to ask them. I just hear them going on and on, but I haven't bothered to ask which one.
Yeah, you would be very, very uncool. So I'm glad you asked us rather than them.
Yes.
All right, great. Thank you.
And you can really wow him because he's currently dating Taylor Swift, right? Supposedly? Rumored?
Yes.
Rumored.
Okay.
Good morning, Laura. You are on the Burt Show.
Turn down your radio, Laura.
Oh, turn down? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Hey.
And now talk to us.
Yeah. Laura?
Okay, we're going to go.
Yeah.
Good morning, Wendy. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey. Good morning. I am embarrassed, even though this is an embarrassment-free zone.
Okay.
I watch those Law and Order, all of those shows with my husband, and they're always asked, they're always saying what it. This was his M.O. What is M.O.? Is that his motive? I don't know what M.O. refers to.
Modus operandi? Right?
Yeah, it's a Latin phrase, and it means his or her typical way of doing a crime.
Now all those shows seem to make sense now.
Wouldn't it be your typical way of doing anything? Like you can say that about any person. It's like, oh well, that's their MO.
Oh, that's her. Like if Jen,
typical behavior.
If Jen always walked out at right after her 6 o'clock entertainment.
Yeah. Let's say I'm always you know, I'm always running 5 to 10 minutes late. It's like, oh, that's her MO. She's a little miss 10 minutes late.
Oh, my MO is to sit on 285 for 4 hours.
That's right.
See, now I always thought the MO was the intention of something, so I guess I was wrong. Okay.
Yeah, it's the way of doing things.
Here is Becca. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I want to know who Chuck Norris is.
Okay.
Who is what? Because you've heard all the Chuck Norris jokes and you're wondering?
Yeah. And I don't know what's so great about him.
When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he's not raising himself up, but moving the earth down.
I'm with her. I have no idea.
Okay. Really?
So you're like, I've heard the name, but I mean, I've seen the costumes, but I don't know what he's done.
Well, at first, awesome. Chuck Norris was a martial arts actor, and then he evolved into having a TV show, which was... He played a sheriff.
Yeah, oh my God.
On this TV show.
Because every time I go to Nashville, my family would watch this.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
There it is,
Walker, Texas Ranger. That's right, that's right. Yeah, he's just, yeah, he was in a time of martial arts, he was like the most popular white martial arts actor. So, and he had a huge following, so.
And he just became known as this real studly kind of tough guy.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
And I will still laugh consistently at Chuck Norris jokes.
Yeah, right.
If you have $5 and Chuck Norris has $5, Chuck Norris has more money than you.
But Chuck's, the tennis shoes, the sneakers?
Chuck Taylor's.
Are not Chuck Norris's. No. They're Chuck Taylor's.
And you know that Chuck Norris is like 5'5".
No,
he is?
He's
really?
little. He's like my size.
Little if Chuck Norris is your Hollywood size and you're your size, Chuck Norris is still taller than you.
Absolutely. Hey, Megan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I love you guys, by the way.
Thank you. I listen to you
every morning on my way to work.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys can't laugh at me.
I'm really not a retard.
That's okay. It's an embarrassment-free
zone. The HOV lane on the highway. I know what the rules are. I have no idea what it stands for.
It's high occupancy vehicle.
And see, that would make sense.
Okay, so more than like one person would be high occupancy vehicle.
Thanks, commuter dude.
Yeah, now you should be
commuter dude. That's what we should call.
You should be more embarrassed by using the R word than not knowing what HOV is.
I kind of flinched when she said it.
At least we got you covered on the HOV thing.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.